Time now for the Hope Sports Roundtable, and it's brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub on 1450 WHTC. And I've got two people here in the studio. It's the baseball softball preview. Now, we've already done this a little bit with Alan Babbitt, but we've got Mary Vandehoof and Stu Fritz joining us this morning. We'll talk to both of them independently. But Mary will talk to us first, the head coach of the softball team. And Mary, I joke about this with everybody. It's these names that are just tying me in knots. Did I say that right? Vandehoof?
Yes, Vandehoof.
All right.
Very Dutch.
Perfect. All right. So you're the head coach, like I said, of the softball team. And how long have you been head coach of the softball team?
This is my fourth season.
Fourth season. And you had some, from what I gathered last time we met a couple days ago, you had some big shoes to replace, didn't you?
Yes, following Coach Walters, who was certainly a legend in her time at Hope and had a legacy here. And so coming in and following a coach of that stature and with that many years under her belt and expertise, were definitely, large shoes to fill.
You're off to a 5-4 start, and one thing that I learned talking to Alan a couple of weeks ago is that the spring training games for both you and Stu, they count. They're not exhibition games, so you're off to a 5-4 start. How's the season been so far? What are some of the struggles you guys have been facing?
Yeah, going down to Florida for the first time, those were our first games of the season.
Yeah.
In the past few years, we've gone up to a tournament up in the Dome and kind of decided to go away from that this year. And so that was a new experience for our team after having...
I'm sure they were happy to go down to Florida.
Absolutely. After 7 weeks of being indoors and, some years you get out before spring trip. This year was winter when we absolutely did not. So first games were down there and felt pretty good, in any given 10-game stretch over the course of 6 days, you'll have some highs and lows, and felt overall very good about our pitching and our defense that we got. Had a couple of close games you kind of, wish you had back, and where your offense, is going to be streaky over the course of those.
The guy to your right can understand a close game.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. We lost one game because of rain, which is always a little frustrating. You don't go down to Florida to lose games like you do up here, so dealt with that, and overall, definitely had moments of very positive things that have left our coaches very optimistic about our team.
What are some of those positive things?
Yeah, I'd say some of our struggles in the past few years has just been our our pitching and defense keeping us in games.
Yeah.
And we've been scoring in different parts of our lineup and kind of trying to create offense in these past few years, and it's been we're having to score 5, 6, 7 to win games, which is over the long haul not going to sustain itself.
Yeah.
So felt really good. All four of our pitchers got some solid innings too. Natalie Heiser and Kate Laverty kind of carried the bulk of them, but got great relief innings from Olivia Vasek and Maddie Ballou. And ultimately, our defense played played very solid, single digit errors over the course of 9 games, which is how you keep yourself in it. And we never had that big inning. Probably played our weakest game against a tough Rowan team where it did fall apart somewhat. But over the course of the whole week, our pitching and defense was definitely the thing that leaves us optimistic heading into our league.
Well, you mentioned how your offense, it varies game to game during the games that you've had so far this season, and how you said that will not, of course, sustain itself over the long haul. But that has to be at least a nice sign to show that your offense is there.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And we've got, I think, a good combination of lefties with some speed that slap. We've got some, righties that hit for power, and we've got some, some contact singles type hitters that we can get a little creative with and do some execution type things with. And so a lot of different styles. We don't have 1 through 9 that are going to hit it out of the ballpark. We don't have, we don't have that kind of
playing
makeup.
Small ball,
and that's this type of style that I love and that our team is bought in on. And so I just think over the long haul, in order to beat the highest level of pitching, you've got to be able to score in a variety of ways. And we try and build an offense that can do that.
There's nothing wrong with the slap it out of the ballpark like the Yankees and the Tigers were last year in baseball. But there's something about small ball that brings out that inner chess match in baseball and softball that I think is just so unique to the sport that you can't find anywhere else.
Yep.
With that in mind, you guys were a running machine last year. Are you still going to put pressure on the bases this season?
Absolutely. That's always going to be a part of our offense. We think of base running as a part of offense, and I think it for a lot of teams, they get on base and they think the work is done, and that's an area where we really want to hang our hat, and we work hard to find ways to take the extra base, get into scoring position without having to use the short game through the stolen base, both second and third, which in softball is maybe a little more realistic than it can be in baseball at times. And, yeah, it's a way for me that you put pressure on the defense without having to hit the ball, which is a lot more challenging thing to do. So it's just a part of our style and something that year in and year out is going to be consistent.
We're speaking with Mary Vandy Hoof, head coach of the softball team here at Hope College. What about the kids? How's the group this year?
Yeah, it's a great group. I think they're coming together well. We got a bit of a unique situation. We got one senior.
Really?
She's been a mainstay in our lineup for her career at Hope, Emma Page. And we've got nine juniors as well that are all contributing in a significant way. And that group of upperclassmen has come together really well and are providing some very good leadership for us. And we've got some sophomores and freshmen that we're going to lean on in a pretty big way as well. So they're a group right now that's believing that whoever's out there on the field is the person for the job, and I think a lot of belief coming from 1 through 20 on the team.
Outstanding. We're going to have to take a break and talk to Stu in a couple of minutes, but Mary, quickly, what do you think is going to challenge your group more than anything else this season?
Yeah, I think just continually, you know, in our sport, limiting the other team's runs and finding a way to keep games manageable for our offense and finding ways to never, you know, prevent that big inning and you know, games are lost because that 1-3-4 run inning that you just you can't overcome. And so limiting that, preventing that from happening, and just being able to stay mentally, you know, strong through this grind of our spring weather that, you know, we had a taste of it last year with all the rain we got. And oftentimes that team that can kind of handle that and stick with it through the ups and downs of maybe not having many practices outdoors or, you know, playing in the, you know, sub 40 temperatures. And we're going to have to do that. And we've just got to expect those things and find ways to not make the game about some of the things we can't control and focusing on the things that we can.
She's Mary Vandy Hoof, head coach of the softball team here at Hope College. Mary, thank you so much. WHTC News Time is 7:45 as we continue to roll through the Hope Sports Roundtable. Now joining me now, the baseball side of the diamond. It's Stu Fritsch, the head coach of the baseball team here at Hope College. And Stu, you've been more than 4 years. Mary's been the head coach of softball for 4 years. You've been in the baseball side significantly longer. How long have you been a head coach of the baseball team?
Kind of hard to believe. This is year 21 for me.
21. Wow, that must have been a ride up to this point.
It's been a fantastic ride. Came here as a young coach, not sure what to expect, and here I am. I still feel young in year 21.
So. Well, you should be. It's funny because I talk about this all the time, and it's an inspiration to see the 90-year-old Juke Van Oss come in the studio doing Talk of the Town at his age, and how he says, "Well, I'm too young for golf. You know, I got to do something to keep my mind going." Mm-hmm. But with that in mind, you being here for 21 years, I spoke to you, like Mary, a couple of days ago, and you said that this is, in your mind, what could be your most talented baseball team. Is that?
Yeah, we just have a solid group of young men. We have 31 men on our roster, and the leadership has been fantastic. And we have a veteran group. We were fortunate enough to win a league championship a year ago and return a majority of those players. And just the start of the season, it's early yet, but we've been just a strong group and have played some solid opponents and played pretty well. And we just are looking to stay consistent and keep moving along.
Well, like I mentioned a little bit before, and like we talked about a couple of days ago, the frustrating thing is the number of one-run games that your team has lost. Now, that's obviously very frustrating, especially considering that it's just a matter of a couple things that could turn the tide in those games. But could you see that bringing your team together with those struggles early on?
Yeah, I think that certainly would hope it would work towards that goal. Our first five ball games this year in Florida were all one-run games. And we won our season opener 5-4 against a pretty solid Wittenberg team and then got shut out 1-0 and then had 2 1-run losses to Anderson and a 1-run loss to Allegheny. And, you know, you just hope you don't get to the point where you start to wonder whether or not you can hit with guys in scoring position.
Yeah.
And so that's the battle that we need to face and we need to conquer is to be able to hit when it matters.
What are the strengths of your team this year?
I think our leadership is probably the best that I've had here. We have 8 seniors, and they all contribute in their own way, all contributed last year as juniors. But I think the camaraderie, the cohesiveness, the trust, the love that we have on and off the field is certainly a strength of this group.
And then you have some pretty good pitching. I know you had a game that was a little controversial in your mind. You had what it was a no-hitter going in spring training, and you don't have to get into the details, but that leads me to expect that the pitching end is going to be pretty good too.
We came into the year with our question marks, like I think any manager or coach, you wonder about your pitching and your defense. And right now we have a staff ERA of about 3.5, and,
wow,
and our defense, we're fielding 982 in the league, which are two of the better numbers that we've had. The no-hitter that you're referring to, Curry Thomas, a junior from mm-hmm. Granville, was absolutely masterful in our first game against Trine.
Yeah.
And took a perfect game into the sixth, then
wow,
kind of had a tweener, and probably could have gone either way. It was scored a hit. And once that happens, then you're just trying to clean up the rest of the game.
You're coming up on a couple of games this weekend. You'll be against Trine, and that'll be on Saturday, if I'm reading the schedule right.
Actually, we go to Cornerstone today, tomorrow, to play Calvin.
That's right.
And
okay,
then Trine
yeah.
will hopefully be on Monday, but it's hard to keep track of the
yeah,
schedule.
Yeah,
right,
the schedule I'm looking at must be, yeah, I see now. I was a couple dates behind, but it has changed because a couple of your games have been canceled and they're going to be moved. But that's another thing we can add. I mean, how your kids respond to not really knowing when they're going to be playing and where they're going to be playing.
Yeah, I wake up in the morning and I ask my wife if we're playing today and what day it is. It's a challenge to know where, when, and who we're playing at this point of the year. But, you know, Cornerstone University has been gracious enough to allow us to use their field today and tomorrow. So we will go to Cornerstone to play Calvin at 2 o'clock today. Hopefully the weather improves a little bit. And that's a Friday-Saturday four-game series, and then Trine will come to Holland on Monday if the field is ready.
Outstanding. Once again, we're speaking with Stu Fritz, the head baseball coach here at Hope College. And, Stu, we are almost out of time, but I'll ask you the same question I asked Mary, but in a little bit different way. What will your team have to do this season to push again for an MIAA title?
I think just stay consistent. You know, it's important with a 28-game league schedule to take one game at a time. And, you know, it's mental toughness. When you play doubleheaders every single day, it's a challenge to go from game one to game two, regardless of whether you won or lost.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked a lot about, you know, being comfortable, being uncomfortable, and trying to just put our best effort out there every single time.
Once again, Stu Fritz, head baseball coach. I always wondered in college, because at the pro level, it's manager. So I call you manager, or is it head baseball coach? How should I address that?
Well, I go by a lot of things. Probably coach is as good as you can have.
All right. Thanks, Stu. I appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. That's head coach Stu Fritz of the baseball team here at Hope College.